Welcome to day 225 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries, and today we are going to be reading Jeremiah chapters 23, 24, and 25. This week we will be reading from the New American Standard Bible, and in today's reading we will hear some messianic prophecies. Jeremiah the prophet speaking of the coming Messiah. And it's important to remember that Jeremiah's ministry occurred 6 centuries before the birth of Christ. So his prophetic utterances, straight from the Holy Spirit, spoke of something that was going to come to pass some 600 plus years from the time of his life and ministry. So we will begin today's reading at Jeremiah chapter 23, starting at verse 1. "Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning the shepherds who are tending my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not attended to them. Behold, I am about to attend to you for the evil of your deeds, declares the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them and bring them back to their pasture, and they will be fruitful and multiply. I will also raise up shepherds over them, and they will tend them, and they will not be afraid any longer, nor be terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king and act wisely and do justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they will no longer say, 'As the Lord lives, who brought up the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt,' but 'As the Lord lives, who brought up and led back the descendants of the household of Israel from the north land and from all the countries where I had driven them.' Then they will live on their own soil. As for the prophets, my heart is broken within me. All my bones tremble. I have become like a drunken man, even like a man overcome with wine, because of the Lord and because of his holy words. For the land is full of adulterers, for the land mourns because of the curse. The pastures of the wilderness have dried up. Their course also is evil, and their might is not right. For both prophet and priest are polluted. Even in my house I have found their wickedness, declares the Lord. Therefore their way will be like slippery paths to them. They will be driven away into the gloom and fall down in it. For I will bring calamity upon them, the year of their punishment, declares the Lord. Moreover, among the prophets of Samaria I saw an offensive thing. They prophesied by Baal, and they led my people Israel astray. Also among the prophets of Jerusalem I have seen a horrible thing, the committing of adultery and walking in falsehood, and they strengthen the hands of evildoers, so that no one has turned back from his wickedness. All of them have become to me like Sodom, and her inhabitants like Gomorrah. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I am going to feed them wormwood and make them drink poisonous water. For from the prophets of Jerusalem, pollution has gone forth into all the land. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who are prophesying to you. They are leading you into futility. They speak a vision of their own imagination, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise me, The Lord has said you will have peace. And as for everyone who walks in the stubbornness of his own heart, they say, calamity will not come upon you. But who has stood in the counsel of the Lord that he should see and hear his word? Who has given heed to his word and listened? Behold, the storm of the Lord has gone forth in wrath, even a whirling tempest. It will swirl down on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has performed and carried out the purposes of his heart. In the last days, you will clearly understand it. I did not send these prophets, but they ran. I did not speak to them, but they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have announced my words to my people and would have turned them back from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Am I a God who is near, declares the Lord, and not a God far off? Can a man hide himself in hiding places so I do not see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill the heavens and the earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy falsely in my name, saying, I had a dream, I had a dream. How long? Is there anything in the hearts of the prophets who prophesy falsehood, even these prophets of the deception of their own heart, who intend to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which they relate to one another, just as their fathers forgot my name because of Baal? The prophet who has a dream may relate his dream, but let him who has my word speak my word in truth. What does straw have in common with grain, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters a rock? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, declares the Lord, who steal my words from each other. Behold, I am against the prophets, declares the Lord, who use their tongue and declare, the Lord declares. Behold, I am against those who have prophesied false dreams, declares the Lord, and related them and led my people astray by their falsehoods and reckless boasting. Yet I did not send them or command them, nor do they furnish this people the slightest benefit, declares the Lord. Now, when this people, or the prophet, or a priest asks you, saying, what is the oracle of the Lord? Then you shall say to them, what oracle? The Lord declares, I will abandon you. Then, as for the prophet or the priest or the people who say, the oracle of the Lord, I will bring punishment upon that man and his household. Thus will each of you say to his neighbor and to his brother, what has the Lord answered? Or, what has the Lord spoken? For you will no longer remember the oracle of the Lord, because every man's own word will become the oracle, and you have perverted the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God. Thus you will say to that prophet, what has the Lord answered you, and what has the Lord spoken? For if you say, the oracle of the Lord, surely thus says the Lord, because you have said this word, the oracle of the Lord, I have also sent to you, saying, you shall not say the oracle of the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will surely forget you and cast you away from my presence, along with the city which I gave you and your fathers. I will put an everlasting reproach on you and an everlasting humiliation, which will not be forgotten. Chapter 24. After Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the officials of Judah with the craftsmen and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon, the Lord showed me, behold, two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord. One basket had very good figs, like first ripe figs, and the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten due to rottenness. Then the Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, figs. The good figs, very good, and the bad figs, very bad, which cannot be eaten due to rottenness. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I regard as good the captives of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans. For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them again to this land. And I will build them up and not overthrow them, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. I will give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord. And they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with their whole heart. But like the bad figs, which cannot be eaten due to rottenness, indeed, thus says the Lord, so I will abandon Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his officials, and the remnant of Jerusalem who remain in this land, and the ones who dwell in the land of Egypt. I will make them a terror and an evil for all the kingdoms of the earth, as a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse in all places where I will scatter them. I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence upon them until they are destroyed from the land which I gave to them and their forefathers. Chapter 25. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, even to this day, these 23 years, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. And the Lord has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, again and again, but you have not listened, nor inclined your ear to hear, saying, turn now every one from his evil way and from the evil of your deeds, and dwell on the land which the Lord has given to you and your forefathers forever and ever. And do not go after other gods to serve them and to worship them. And do not provoke me to anger with the work of your hands, and I will do you no harm. Yet you have not listened to me, declares the Lord, in order that you might provoke me to anger with the work of your hands to your own harm. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not obeyed my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, declares the Lord, and I will send to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against its inhabitants and against all these nations round about, and I will utterly destroy them and make them a horror and a hissing and an everlasting desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole land will be a desolation and a horror, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Then it will be when 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, declares the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it an everlasting desolation. I will bring upon that land all my words, which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings will make slaves of them, even them, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the work of their hands. For thus the Lord, the God of Israel, says to me, take this cup of the wine of wrath from my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. They will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations to whom the Lord sent me drink it. Jerusalem and the cities of Judah and its kings and its princes, to make them a ruin, a horror, a hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his servants, his princes, and all his people, and all the foreign people, all the kings of the land of Uz, all the kings of the land of the Philistines, even Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and the sons of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyre, all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the coastlands which are beyond the sea, and Dedan, Timah, Buz, and all who cut the corners of their hair, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the foreign people who dwelt in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of Media, and all the kings of the north, near and far, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the earth which are upon the face of the ground, and the king of Shishak shall drink after them. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink, be drunk, vomit, fall and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. And it will be, if they refuse to take the cup from your hand to drink, then you will say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, you shall surely drink. For behold, I am beginning to work calamity in this city, which is called by my name. And shall you be completely free from punishment? You will not be free from punishment. For I am summoning a sword against all the inhabitants of the earth, declares the Lord of hosts. Therefore you shall prophesy against them all these words, and you shall say to them, the Lord will roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He will roar mightily against his fold. He will shout like those who tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A clamor has come to the end of the earth, because the Lord has a controversy with the nations. He is entering into judgment with all flesh. As for the wicked, he has given them to the sword, declares the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, evil is going forth from nation to nation, and a great storm is being stirred up from the remotest parts of the earth. Those slain by the Lord on that day will be from one end of the earth to the other. They will not be lamented, gathered, or buried. They will be like dung on the face of the ground. Wail, you shepherds, and cry. Wallow in ashes, you masters of the flock. For the days of your slaughter and your dispersions have come, and you will fall like a choice vessel. Flight will perish from the shepherds and escape from the masters of the flock. Hear the sound of the cry of the shepherds and the wailing of the masters of the flock. For the Lord is destroying their pasture, and the peaceful folds are made silent because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He has left his hiding place like the lion, for their land has become a horror because of the fierceness of the oppressing sword and because of his fierce anger. This is the end of today's scripture reading. Before we move on to today's devotional, I wanted to let you know about some other free resources available to you from Hidden with Christ Ministries. We have a weekly teaching called Word for Wednesday, available on video through YouTube, or as an audio podcast available on all the major podcasting platforms. Just type in Word for Wednesday, Rita Langland, on YouTube or on your favorite podcast channel, or you can visit our website at hiddenwithchrist.org to find a library of hundreds of Bible teachings by yours truly, Rita Langland. And now let's continue with today's devotional. The author Francis Schaeffer wrote about the prophet Jeremiah in his book called Death in the City, and he referred to Jeremiah as the quintessential prophet for the postmodern era. Can you imagine? He said it this way, and I think it's quite profound and accurate. He said, Jeremiah provides us with an extended study of an era like our own, where men have turned away from God and society has become post-Christian. And indeed, Jeremiah was prophesying during a time in the history of Israel where the entire society had turned away from the one true God and was worshiping every kind of idol they could find. And as we heard in the previous chapters, God himself accused prophet and priest of being corrupt, and that even the temple worship that they engaged in the beautiful temple that Solomon had built, that it had become a total corruption of what God had intended, because they'd set up idols in God's temple and did bizarre things there and made sacrifices not to the Lord himself but to these different idols, and the entire situation had become a corruption of what God had intended. They no longer worshiped God from their heart, but sometimes they would do outward religious activities in the temple of God with the intention of thinking that it was like a good luck charm, would provide protection for them, because even though they were running out to worship their idol under the tree, they would come into the temple of God and put in their time there and offer some sacrifices, incense maybe, different goats and calves and various things, and think that would cover them and that God would provide protection for the nation of Judah because they continued to do sacrifices at the temple. And it's not unlike our society today, where people have actually turned after all kinds of other objects of worship, whether it's money, career, financial security, and yet one day a week maybe they'll go put in their time at some church service and think that will cover them and God will protect them. This is something we have to take a hard look at in our own lives. Is our worship of God really a reflection of a heart relationship with the one true God, or are we simply doing religious duty hoping that will cover us and protect us from disaster? One of the most interesting things to me about the book of Jeremiah is that in the midst of all the prophecies of doom and destruction to the nation of Israel, we find hidden in these various chapters promises of God restoring the nation. As we began the reading today in chapter 23 of Jeremiah, we find a prophecy about the coming Messiah. It says in verse 5, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king and act wisely and do justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell securely, and this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness." Now, this is a clear reference to the Messiah coming in the future and being the Savior for that nation. And that particular messianic prophecy really speaks of a future time, even to us ourselves. We have seen Jesus come this first time when he came as a baby to Bethlehem, some 600 years after Jeremiah prophesied, but this is a reference to a future time when the Messiah would actually reign physically over the nation of Israel, and that will happen in the second coming of Christ. But the book of Jeremiah is also rich with prophecies that have indeed come to pass. The first one I want to bring to your attention is actually found in the very next verse. Jeremiah 23, verse 7, and actually verse 8 as well. That one says, "Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that they shall no more say, 'The Lord lives, which brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt,' but 'The Lord lives, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land.'" Now, we know that the Israelites were scattered literally to the ends of the earth, and the Jews were living in nations all over the earth for so many centuries, and that in 1948 there was a great regathering when Israel was established again as a nation, and literally the Jews came from all countries where they had been living and came to dwell again in their own land. There has been a great repopulation of the nation of Israel by Jewish people who have come from all over the world to live once again in the land of Israel. So we've seen a fulfillment of that specific prophecy given by Jeremiah in our own lifetimes or in our generation. But I believe there will be even a fuller fulfillment of that specific prophetic word in Jeremiah 23, 7 and 8, when the Lord returns again and the Jews are gathered to Israel in a very complete way. So I believe there's further fulfillment that will take place. Now I want to bring your attention to another prophecy of Jeremiah that we heard read today that also has already been fulfilled. And this one is amazing as well. And this one is found in the 25th chapter of Jeremiah, verses 6 through 11. And I will simply summarize it for you. It's the place where Jeremiah repeated the words of the Lord, and he said, "Behold, I'll send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, against the inhabitants, and I'll utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment." And that's where you heard him say he's going to take the voice of gladness and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride out of the land, and the whole land shall be desolated, and they will be taken into captivity to Babylon, and they'll serve the king of Babylon for 70 years. Now, that was a very sad prophetic word, but it was one that was absolutely true and perfectly fulfilled. What happened during Jeremiah's lifetime was that the Lord himself stirred up the king of Babylon, whose name was Nebuchadnezzar, and had that nation, that king and his army, to come and invade Jerusalem. Now, they took captive a whole lot of people. They didn't stay there in Jerusalem. They just came in like a horde and gathered up the people that they could. In fact, in that particular invasion, they took some of the best people in the land. You could say the young princes from the capital city and from the kingdom, from the palace. And among those young princes were Daniel, and also those we refer to as the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were taken as captives back to Babylon, and these young men were trained in the palace in Babylon to be advisors to the king, because the king was smart enough to know that if you take the best and the brightest of another nation and bring them into your service, they can profit you. And that's exactly what the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar did. So he took them into his palace, trained them in the language and customs and culture of Babylon with the intention of having these best and brightest of Israel help him. So that's where Daniel found himself, as well as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, during this prophesied invasion of Israel and captivity. And sure enough, they went and lived in the nation of Babylon. So that was a prophetic word that Jeremiah gave to the nation that came to pass during his lifetime. And the interesting thing to me is that when Jeremiah prophesied, this whole land shall be a desolation, and that was true because the Babylonian king and his forces really did horrible destruction in Jerusalem. But also he said, as the word of the Lord instructed him, to tell them that they would be in captivity serving the king of Babylon for 70 years. And that would be the period of their captivity. That's a very specific prophetic word. Now, when we get to the book of Daniel, we will find that Daniel, during his time in the palace, remembered this prophetic word, whether he actually had a copy, because Baruch the scribe wrote down all of Jeremiah's prophecies on scrolls. But he did remember that specific word, that the captivity would be 70 years in its duration. Daniel ordered his life by the word of God. He never forgot the one true God, and he never stopped praying to him, and he never stopped serving him, even though he was in the government palace of a foreign nation, idolatrous king and kingdom, yet he stayed faithful to the Lord. And so when the time came that 70-year period was about to expire, Daniel remembered it and started seeking the Lord about what he was to do and what part he was to play in them returning once again to Israel, the land of Israel. So this is a prophecy in Jeremiah's lifetime that took place during the lifetime of Daniel. So this is so interesting to look at the different prophetic words Jeremiah gave to us during his lifetime and which ones were fulfilled within a matter of a few years and some within a matter of centuries. So these are important things to know, that God's word always comes to pass. And that's one of the beauties of studying the Old Testament and the Old Testament prophets. So as we close today, that's what I want you to keep in mind, that God always brings his word to pass. And it brings back to my mind the word that the Lord spoke in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, where he said about himself that he watches over his word to perform it. So any promise in the Bible that you can locate, you can be sure that God watches over that word of promise to bring it to pass. And that's what we find from reading through the Old Testament, seeing the prophecies that were given through God's servants, the prophets like Jeremiah, and we can have confidence in the word of God and in the promises of God, that the Lord always watches over his word to perform it. God bless you and give you a victorious week. If you have enjoyed My Everyday Bible, please share it with others. It's our heart to get the word of God out around the world. If you'd like to help us continue this work, you can make a donation through this app or on our website at myeverydaybible.com. You can also mail a check to Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia, 24551. Once again, that's P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia, 24551. And don't forget to check out our free library of Bible teachings at hiddenwithchrist.org. We believe you will be blessed because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Have a victorious week.